Okay, my friends, here we go. We're gonna fang on, fang on, fang. We're gonna start again from the beginning with Siyat Dishmaya. Or Larbasar, which is, we're gonna see what Or Larbasar means. It's actually, it might be a machlek is what it means. Or Larbasar, boivkines a chomets lor aner. You search the chomets. We made diukim, search the chomets, you search the house. Boivkines a chomets, it should say boivkines a bias. Lor aner, by the light of a candle. Komakom shemachnizum a chomets, ain't tzorach bedika. Any place where you don't bring chomets doesn't need bedika. We're gonna get back to that too. So what do they say? What are they talking about? The answer is Makom Shemachnisum Bechametz. V'shamim Beishuas Al Pnei Kol Amartiv. It's Omrim Shteishuas Achitzon Shein Elyon. It says Rashi Orla Arbasar Gar Sinon. Rashi apparently had other girsas that he didn't like. Rashi was gebadert by other girsas. There are other girsas. So the Sefer Rosh Yosef, which is the Pri Megadim, in his classic work on Psachim, the Arish Yosef says the girsa that Rashi is trying to avoid is li'or arbasar. There's a girsa of or li'arbasar and li'or arbasar, and Rashi doesn't like that because that would have been a deceptive or would have been inaccurate. It would have told you something other than the truth.
Which one doesn't he like?
He doesn't like li'or arbasar. That's the way that the Rosh Yosef understands what Rashi's doing. He's saying the gear says or li'arbasar, not li'or arbasar. And there are others that have the gear of li'or arbasar. Now, you could understand that maybe it was just like, it's just a question of semantics. Rashi thinks that that girsa would be like misleading, and the others think that it's not misleading, and that's the whole machlokes between Rashi. In other words, maybe Rashi understood that Orla Arbasar sounds like the night before the 14th or the night of the 14th, and Lior Arbasar would sound like the night of the 15th, which would sound like you do B'dikas Chametz when on Pesach. that can't be, obviously. And those that do have the girsa, say, no, that doesn't mean that. One could have done that. That's not the way that the Pri Megadim learns. And he says the following thing. He says that Li'or Arba Asar Mashma Samuch Lilaila Dainu Ben Ashmashois. If you would be Garis Li'or Arba Asar, it would sound like the Bedika happens Ben Hashmashois. That's when you do the bedika. Bein Hashmashos is where it's still not super dark yet. When does it get dark, or when does it get like considerably darker? Seis HaKoychavim. So Li'or Arbasar sounds like there's still some light out there. It sounds like Samech LaLaila. It's close tonight. Bein Hashmashos. But Rashi holds it's Seis HaKoychavim. So therefore, Rashi is going to say that it's or li'ar ba'asar. Or li'ar ba'asar sounds like tesa kuchavim. Li'or ar ba'asar sounds like it's still not so dark. And he says, ayin tamim deim. Tamim deim is the Rashba. A lot of the people that write Pirushim on Mayed, they use different names. So you have to know what their it's an alias. Tamim deim is the Rashba. Is the Ravid, I'm sorry, not the Rashba, the Ravid. And the Rosh Yosef is the Pri Megadim. And in the different Svarim, they use different names. So the Ravid brings down that from the fact that it used the word R, that's the Magi on the bottom, the word R, which is a funny word for night, we all know it's a funny word for night. Why did it say R? Because it doesn't want it to be the middle of the night. Which part of the night does it want it to be? Where there's still some light, which is Ben Hashmashos. So it's the Ben Hashmashos Dika night. That's why he calls it R. So we have now an explanation, one explanation of why we use the word R to describe night. According to the Ravid, why do you use the word R to describe night? Because which part of the night do you do your bedika? The Ben Hashmashos of the night, where it's still light. It's the light part of the night. If you look in the Rambam, the Pirush Mishnah is Leha Rambam on the bottom. The Rambam gives a different reason why it is that we're using the word R. The Rambam says, Tiknuzet, why do they make this bedika at night? Sha'araner balayla yafa la bedika. Ubneyadu mitzuyim b'batayim ba'yisah ha'es. People are found in their house at those times. It's better at night. Araner is balayla is yafa la bedika. So it says, now says the Rambam, Nikra layla or k'moshe koyrim dvarim harbe behafchon. A lot of things are called the opposite of what they really are. For example, the classic example is, do you know how the Gemara says someone is blind? What's the words the Gemara used for a blind person aside for Suma? Sigi Nahar. What does Sigi Nahar means? Does anyone, what's the literally, does it mean? What? What does it literally mean? He sees plenty. He's got plenty of light. What do you mean plenty of light? He can't see anything. Sigi Nahar means that he's got. Why? Because, and that's every time, that's actually became like the term. We say something, when they say something, they don't, it's Lashon Saginar. Lashon Saginar is like, it's like a more, like gentle way of saying something. So if you want to say night, sometimes you say the opposite. What would be a way of saying night? R. R is the opposite of Laila. So according to the Rambam, why did we choose to use the word R? Not because we mean to say when there's still a lot of light. It's the opposite. We mean to say the absence of light. So when is the absence of light? Ben Hashmashas? Is Ben Hashmashas the absence of light? No, why not? It's still light outside. So if you want to do the absence of light, what does that mean? Seis HaKochavim. So it's actually going to be Machlokes. Give me one more second. What does the word R, Arba Asar mean? According to the Ravid, what does it mean when it's the beginning of the night, when it's still light? And according to the Rambam, it means pum farkert. It means when there's no light, and we use the word light as saginar, and when is there no light only?
It's cool, literally means light?
What?
Cool said it literally means that there should be...
The Ravid. Derive it in Tumim Dame. Derive it says that you want to do it in the beginning of the night, Ben Hashmashas, when you still have some light out over there. Yeah.
So we're saying that the Rambam argues with the Yaakov and the Ba'al Rabba, because they say that says there's still a bit of light.
Oh, so that's interesting. I kind of like it. I put it on the paper, but I'm ignoring it for the moment. It sounds like the Chok Yaakov Eli Rabbah says there's still some light out. I don't know. It's Tzeisa Kochavim. It's hard. I don't know. But it seems like possibly yes. Very possibly yes. Could be.
Yeah. Rambam's learning. You were using an opposite lashon. So
right.
Isn't R not the opposite of Laila? Would it be a Yom or something like that? It's a bit weird to use the word R, no?
I use it because it's out.
It is. It's the opposite lashon. Yeah, it's how his whole pshat is. It's opposite. R isn't the...
That'll depend on the Gemara. The Gemara talks a little bit about what is R. Is it like... The Gemara says R is either night or darkness. It's a Gemara. You have to see the Gemara about that. It's a good Ha'ara. We'll see the Gemara. Al Kol Panim. It comes out that according to the Ravid, we davka want you do your bedika... Bein Hashmashas, which is very interesting. Bein Hashmashas. What I'm pondering, my friends, is as follows. The Rambam brings two different reasons why this bedika happens at night. Tiknu zeh lefi she'or haner balayla yofer lebedika. Ubnei adam mitzuyim bebateihem. The Rambam says there's two reasons why we want to do the bedika at night. One reason is because you're using a candle, and candles work better at night. And the other reason is because that's when people are home. People are home at night. During the day, people have jobs. And if you're going to make him do the bedika by day, he's going to end up having to come off, you know, take off from work, or maybe he won't end up doing that. He'll end up, it's stressful to do that. So therefore... We say to do it at night. These are the two reasons. This really comes from a Gemara. The The Gemara says, "B'shasha b'nei adam mitzuyim bebateihem." V'arnei yafal b'dika. The Gemara is on daf dalet amid alef. What's interesting to me, look at the Gemara. Amar Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak. B'shasha b'nei adam mitzuyim bebateihem. V'arnei yafal b'dika. You see that Gemara? Amar Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak. It's in the middle of daf dalet amid alef. What's interesting to me is the Rambam changed the order that Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak had. Rav Nachum Yitzchak says two reasons. Which reason does Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak say first?
Simon's found in the house.
That's when people are found in the house. Which reason does the Rambam say first? Or an area for the Bedika. So, I don't know. I'm just putting it out there. If you ask me, I would say if you want to use a nair, it's probably better if it's dark. Not like, you know, dusk. The darker it is, the better your light of your candle will be. Or haner is yafla bedika balayla. If you ask me, when is it more convenient for people? So ben hashmash, this is a great time. Because people aren't working anymore. They're not out anymore, in the fields. So it might depend which is the ikur reason, and there's a discussion about this in the Rishonim. There's two reasons. Often we have to figure out, are they equally important? Is one more important than the other? If your focus is on Shasha b'nei adam mitzuyim b'teihem, maybe you'd rather it ben hashmashos. If your focus is on Oran er yafal b'dika, maybe you would rather it balayla. And maybe that's why the Rambam seems to be emphasizing the reason of Oran el Yafa Bedika, because Ram says you're doing it balayla. Okay, das daf mfis. I'll call upon him. Zokt Rashi weiter. Le'or haner b'gemara mefaresh taima. Rashi says, the Gemara tells us the reason. It's the Gemara Daf Zayin Amid Beis. A very interesting Gemara. If you take a look at the Gemara over there, the Gemara tells us this whole long, I don't know, call it a hekesh, they call it the Gemara, the bottom of Zayin Amid Beis, the Gemara brings these limudim from one to the other. Mino ani mi amar Rav Chisda. Lamadnu metzia mi metzia, metzia mi chippus, chippus mi chippus, chippus mi neiros, neiros mi neir. Well, that's all the limud. The Gemara is going to bring a whole bunch of psukim, and it's going to connect each pasuk to the other, and then we start off with the word metzia, and we end up with the word neir. So the pasuk says, and now the Gemara expounds, metzia mi metzia ksiv hacha shivas yom so lo yimatze. That's lo yimatze. The pasuk of lo yirah lo yimatze. Lo yimatze b'teim. Ksiv hasem v'yichapesh b'gadol hachel b'katan kola. V'yimatze. It's talking about by Binyamin. They were searching for the cup and they found it. They were searching and they found it. So there it says, yimatze, yimatze. And then one of the yimatze, it says chippus. Metzia mi chippus didei. V'chippus mi neiros. Ksiv beizi yichapes es Yerushalayim b'neiros. Neiros mi neiros. Ksiv neir al shem nishmas adam. So we see that you have a ner, ner neiros, neiros chippus, chippus metzia, metzia metzia. So bal yimatze, how do you take care of bal yimatze? With a ner. Because the first pasuk was bal yimatze, the last pasuk is ner. How do you take care of bal yimatze? With a ner. That's the drasha.
Well, if you do that, I guess you got it.
Well, being that this is a limud, we're learning halacha. What happened in history by Binyamin, that's not necessarily relevant.
If it wasn't a ner, so how can you learn?
It's a hekesh. That's the way hekesh works, apparently. Tana de Bei Rabbi Yishmael. Leila Yudal Boykin is a chomitz l'orane afa pishen. Raila dover zechla dover shenemar. Shavaz yom, so same thing. It's just that the Beir Mishmal says, "Ain raya ledover, zecher ledover." Why is it not a raya ledover? Why is it not a raya? We just brought chippus. We brought metzia mi chippus, chippus mi chippus, chippus mi neiros, neiros mi neir. Well, that was great. That was cool. Why was that not good? Why is it only a zecher ledavar? Says Rashi over there, because those psukim are psukim in Navi, otherwise known as Divrei Kabbalah. And we have a rule, Divrei Torah, Divrei Kabbalah, Lo Yalfinan. So it would have been a great drasha if all those psukim would have all been in the Torah. Would this drasha be Midiraisa? Yes. The problem is some of the psukim are in Divrei Kabbalah. Do you return to Divrei Kabbalah? If it's sorry, it's not a real drasha. It's called an asmachta. An asmachta is something that's, you know, kind, almost a drasha. It's not a real... It's not Raya Ledover, Zecha Ledover.
I thought if it's from Nevi'im and it's like a definition.
Right, very good. So what Yisrael is pointing out is anytime you can learn certain things from Divrei Kabbalah, which is a definition, for example, we saw by Sukkah. Ain't Sukkah, Sukkah Tia Letzel. We learned that over there. Which is even though it's Divrei Torah, it's that Pasuk that it brings Sukkah Tia Letzel Yom HaChayrev, Pasuk in Navi. It's just defining what a Sukkah is. Over here we're not defining what the word Metziah means. The word metziah means to find. We're just saying the metziah has to be done with a nair. Right? We're not defining what the word metziah means. So therefore, over here, it's we're trying to learn halacha. You can't learn it from Divrei Kabbalah. Okay. The tzlach is the noy de Yehuda. He points out something really important, which we'll get back to. He points out that, hold on a second, the entire drasha is not Midivrei Kabbalah. Where does Divrei Kabbalah come into the picture over there? Which psukim are not from the Torah? Michael is going to check. The pasuk of Mitziah, May Mitziah, those two psukim are both in the Torah. Ba'yura Ba'yimatse is the Torah, and the pasuk of Binyamin is a pasuk in the Torah. And then when it gets down to Neirois, is when it's Midirei Kabbalah. So says the Tzlach, listen up. Is there a din to do Bedika Midiyoy Raisa?
Yeah.
Let's start like this. Is there a din Midiyoy Raisa to do a Bedika with an air?
No.
Because is there a Raya Ledover? No. Zecha Ledover. Is there a din to do Bedika Schametz Midiyoy Raisa? Yeah. What?
No.
Says the Tzlach, yes. Why? Bedika, Mitziah, Mi Mitziah. And Chippus, Mi Chippus. What does Chippus mean?
Search.
The Pasuk says Mitziah, and the other Mitziah it says search. So you see there's a Din Midiraisa to search for your Chametz. What would be our jargon, the way that we would say search for your Chametz? Bedikas Chametz. So is there a Din Bedikas Chametz Midiraisa? What's the answer? Yes. Okay, we'll have to get there, but I'm setting it up, my friend. There it is. I just set it up. This is all from Rashi, because Rashi said the only reason why it's not a real drasha is why? Because it's a Divrei Torah, Divrei Kabbalah, Lo Yalfinan. But the only Divrei Kabbalah is only the second half of this whole, you know, word gram. The first half is not Divrei Kabbalah. That's Midiyoy Raisa.
Would you have made the drasha?
Why not?
Because we only brought the drasha to come all the way to there, even though it was only Midivrei Kabbalah.
Okay, but if the first part of the drasha is not Midivrei Kabbalah, then it's a good drasha. Why not? Why is the second part not good? Only because Divrei Kabbalah. First part is not Midivrei Kabbalah, it's good. So therefore, it would appear, says the Tzlach, that Rashi holds that Bedikas Chametz is Midiyoy Raisa. Now let's go to the next Rashi. Says the next Rashi. Boykin shelo yaver alav bebal yira ubebal yimatze. You do bedik in order not to be over on bal yira by yimatze. It sounds like Rashi is saying that this bedikas chametz is a din midi oiraisa. Boykin shelo yaver bebal yira bal yimatze. And Rashi sounds like he's saying the din bedikas midi oiraisa.
Not through the psukim.
You do the bedika in order not to be over on bal yira by yimatze. Asks the Achroinim, why doesn't Rashi say you do the B'dikah in order to Mekayim Mitzvah Tashbisu? We spoke about on Thursday, there's a Mitzvah D'Oraisa of Tashbisu. There's a Mitzvah D'Rabbana, there's a Mitzvah D'Oraisa of Bayur Abayimatzeh. But why are you talking about the Lois Aseh, talk about the Aseh? I think I have a very simple answer to that question. According to what we just said, the tzlach is a very simple answer to that question. What's the answer? Where's the makar baitkin? Where do we learn baitkin from? Where do we learn it from? Which dioraisa? Mitziah. Mitziah is the pasuk of Bal Yimatze. So it's learned from Bal Yimatze. That's the makar for Bedika. The Bedika is the pasuk says Lo Yimatze, and the pasuk says Yimatze v'gadol hachel v'katan kola umatza v'chipes umatza diat yinu chipes in order to be matza. So what do we see? That Bal Yimatze is avoided through chipes. So the makar dioraisa for Bedika is from Bal Yimatze.
That's to answer Tosfos' question.
No, now I'm going to get to Tosfos. So this is Rashi's pshat. We're going now to Rosh Katan, which means we're just going to say, okay, there's a din midyaraisa to do bedika, not to be over on Bali Rabbi Yamatze. And that's it. And that's what Rashi holds. Come to gain Tosfos. And Tosfos explodes on Rashi. Or the Arbasar Baikin is a chomet. Spiritual kunchish shalalavra of Bali Rabbi Yamatze. The kosha lari. There is a kasha. Kivan shetzarech bitol kidamar gomara boidek tzarech sheyevatel umidiyaraisa bitol baal masagi amayisrichu chacham bedika klal. What are the bedika for? Now, the way Tois asked the question is very interesting. First of all, Tois has brought us two facts. I want to focus on those two facts Tois has brought us. Fact number one. That's fact number one. Fact number two. Midioraisa bitol ba'alma sagi. So Tois says, and based on those two facts, Tois says akasha. Fact number one. Habaydek tzarech sheyivatel. Fact number two. Midioraisa bitol ba'alma sagi. Those two facts facilitates Tosis's kasha. If you only had one, Tosis wouldn't ask. He's asking, Tosis is a 1-2 punch. First of all, Baidik Tzarech Sheyevata. Second of all, Bito Baal Masagi. Let's say he just bought the first Gemara. Baidik Tzarech Sheyevata. Would he have a kasha? How could Rashi say you're doing bedika in order not to be over by Rabbi Matze? Either Gemara says Baidik Tzarech Sheyevatel. Is that a kasha? No, why not? Maybe you need both. Maybe you need both. You're right. Bedika alone is not enough. Okay, but you need bedika together with bittul. And what are you doing the bedika for in order not to be over by Rabbi Matze? What are you doing the bittul for? Also in order to be over, I don't know, whatever you need the bittul for, but it's not a kasha. Just because I baidik tzarech sheyevatel doesn't mean that bedika is not accomplishing anything. Adaraba, habaidik tzarech sheyevatel. You do bedika, you also have to do bittul. Okay, great, that's fine. It's not akasha. But Tosis then comes in and says, "Yeah, but bittul ba'al masagi. But bittul's enough. So what are you doing the bedika for? Is bedika enough? No. Is bittul enough? Yes."
Is that a question on the first one, too?
What?
Is that a question on the first
one? Oh, so hold on. So let's try to figure out like this. Let me ask it in this language. Why doesn't Tosfos just ask the following thing? Kosha liri. Bittul ba'al masagi. Amai hitzrichu bedika. Klal. Why is that not a good enough question? Just one line question. Very simple. The Gemara says, Bittul ba'al masagi. This is a Gemara. Bittul ba'al masagi. Why are you doing bedika? Maybe it's one or the other. Enachanami, maybe bittul is enough by itself. But maybe bedika is also enough by itself. So therefore, just quoting the second Gemara won't work. But now that Tosfos shows me that bedika alone doesn't work. Haboidek. Tzarech Sheyevata. And Bittul works on its own. So what in the world are you doing Bedika for? Why are you doing this? Bittul works by itself. Bedika doesn't. So why doing Bedika? It seems to be totally extra. So therefore, we could have understood that is there a need for Bedika? Is there a use of Bedika midi oiraisa? What's the answer? Could we according to Tosfos, if we just had the Gemara, midiraisa bitul ba'al masagi, could we understand that there's a din bedika midiraisa also? No. Yes. If you don't do bitul. If you don't do bitul, then your bedika is what? Diraisa. But you could choose. You could do either one. That's what we thought. But now the Gemara says, no! Haboydik tzarech sheyivatel. So what in the world are you doing bedika for? You need bitul anyway, and bitul works midiraisa. Okay, hold on, I got another question. The Gemara says Bedika is midrabanan. What is... the Gemara says Bedika is only midrabanan. I'll read you the Gemara. It's Mefusha Gemara, Bedika is midrabanan. And Tosfos should have asked that question. The Gemara says... Daf Dalet Amid Beis, I think, yeah. Yeah. So the Gemara of Dalet Amid Beis. Look at the words Kamash Malan. It's around 2/5 of the way down. Kivan de Bedikas Chametz Midirabanan Hu. Timidiraisa Bitu Ba Masagi. Himnurabanan Midirabanan. Again, Kivan de Bedikas Chametz Midirabanan Hu. The Gemara says clearly: is Bedikas Chametz Midiraisa or Midirabanan? Midirabanan. We were learning in Rashi that Rashi is saying you're doing the bedika k'deish l'lav or b'ayu abayim atze, and those are the bedikas dimid yoraisa. I know that. Why doesn't Tosfos ask this question? I got a great kasha. I'm trying to. Exactly. I want to know why not. Tosfos doesn't ask that question. I got a great kasha on Rashi. I have a simple kasha. It's so easy. Hello, Rashi, it can't be l'lav or b'ayu abayim atze. It's midrabanan. The Gemara says midrabanan. Open, shut. What does Tosfos have to bring? This Gemara, that Gemara, has to do a 1-2 punch. He needs a tag team to ask Akasha. Hold on a second. Simple. The Gemara says, b'dikas chametz midrabanan. Zaygazunt, Rashi. Nice to meet you. We're done. Why doesn't Tosfos ask that question?
It's midrabanan. It is.
What does that mean? What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
It's a derabanan.
I don't know what that means.
It's a derabanan. The rabbanan didn't want you to smoke bad, but there's no derabanan.
You're going to be over, hold on a second. You're going to be over by Rabbi Matzah if you do bittul?
No.
So what does it mean? Midrabanan, they want, what does that mean?
That's the Chayza's answer, that because it's so mafrit, so derabanan said to check.
That's not because of Bayu Abayi Matze. Tosfos doesn't say Bayu Abayi Matze.
You don't need to do.
No, he doesn't. Okay, but we'll get back to that. But I'll go upon him. I have a simple kasha. If you understand, Rabbi said there's an answer to this question. I want you to start thinking proactively. Think proactively. Answer my kasha. The Gemara says Bittul is Midrabanan. How in the world can Rashi hold Steer
Rice? Rashi doesn't say Steer Rice.
Plus, he doesn't hold, you need both factors. Like what,
if you don't
said
do
before bitul, that you need bittul and you need to do the raisa. So according to that Gemara, he's not holding that.
So let what? Rashi doesn't hold the bittul's diraisa.
No,
I think Rashi holds the bittul is diraisa, and the Gemara says bittul is midiraban. How could Rashi? I'm sorry, bedika is midiraisa. Bedika is midiraisa, and the Gemara says bedika is midiraban. How could that be?
Because
the Gemara is saying over there, if you did a bittul, then the bedika is midrabanan. But again, we got to start off. Is bedika alone a din diraisa or a din derabanan? Diraisa. Bedika alone is a diraisa. The Gemara over there is talking about if I did bittul, then my din bedika is only derabanan. But Tosfos can't ask a question just because it says derabanan. Of course it's derabanan. It's derabanan if you did bittul. But Tosfos says, so then why in the world are you doing bedika? Don't tell me to, in order not to be over by your Abayi Matzeh, because you're not over it anyway, because you did bittul already. And the bedika alone isn't going to help, so why did the Chachamim tell us to do bedika?
If you do bittul b'dikas derabanan.
If you do bittul b'dikas derabanan.
There's a pasuk.
The pasuk is if you don't do bittul. Let's get it clear, my friends. If you don't do bittul, then the b'dika is what? D'oraisa. If you do bittul, then the b'dika is what? D'rabbanan.
Bittul's after b'dika.
And that, I think, it could be everyone holds that way. So, what? I don't know if it's tashbisu, it's from Bayu Abayi Matze. It's from the pasuk of, we saw that Tzlach brings the pasuk of Mitzia, Mitzia, Mitzia Mechipas. What? Okay, so we have to work that out. We'll have to work that out. Are they learned from the same place? How does it work exactly? There's going to be a lot of things to juggle. That's going to take us some time. Bedika. Okay, we have to also work out. We're going to get there. The Olim's asked me a question yet, but we do bedika first. Okay, but Lamaisa, the Chacham told us to do the bedika. Why did they tell us to do it first? Good question. Well, hopefully we'll get to that. Okay, but tomorrow we're going to have tomorrow. Beis Hashem, we're going to try to say a lot on the sugya, but we got more to do. Hold on. Okay, here goes. You didn't have it? Here goes, like this. Everybody agrees that there's something called, at least, I mean, Rashi for sure, Bedika Midyaraisa. And there's Bittul Midyaraisa. And you could choose which one you want to do. The challenge is, when you're doing both of them, why are you doing both? And you have to do both. So Tosis is saying, why are we doing bedika if we're anyway going to be doing a bittul? And the Gemara says, your bedika is not enough. You need to do a bittul. And when you do the bittul, your bittul is enough. So what in the world are you doing bedika for? I don't know, says Tosfos. So Rashi, I don't know what you're talking about. You're right. If there would only be a din bedika alone, you could do bedika by itself. So then would the bedika be midiraisa? Yeah, Tosfos is cool with that. I was okay with that. But lemaisa abaydik tzorach sheyivatel.
So why can't you do bedika without bittul?
Because abaydik tzorach sheyivatel, the Gemara says. The Gemara says you can't do bedika without bittul. Abaydik tzorach sheyivatel. So Tosfos says, okay, let's get this straight. Lemaisa, are you allowed to do bedika alone? Lemaisa.
No.
Gemara says abaydik tzorach sheyivatel. So you're going to have to do your bittul. Does bittul alone work?
Yes.
So, I'm asking you, Lamaisa, why are you doing bidika? Rashi says, in order not to do ever bayro by matze. So he says, what are you talking about not doing ever bayro by matze? This doesn't make any sense. You're not over bayro by matze anyway because you did bittul. So he said, yeah, but if you'd only do bidika, that's true. But the Gemara says you can only do bidika. Gemara says you need to do bittul also.
But still, deraisa,
That's true. In the realm of D'oraisa, makes sense. Right. But Tosis's question, let's look at Tosis's question carefully. Tosis says, Amai hitzrichu chachomim bedika klal. Why do the chachomim require to do bedika? A bedika midi'oraisa, I get. But the Gemara says, that bittul ba'al masagi and the bedikas midirabanon. Why are you doing bedika if bittul ba'al masagi? There's a Gemara that says you have to do bedika also midiraisa bittul ba'al masagi and bedikas takonas chachamim. Why?
Questions on Rashi or Gemara again? Rashi
can
be referring to
the Dika Deraisa. Says the Ran in Rashi, Bittul does not appear anywhere in Mishnayos. It's in Gemaras. And the entire Machloikas between Rashi and Tosfos is just in the timeline, in the history. Tosfos is all bent out of shape because you're not doing a Shalavar by Obi, you're doing Bittul anyway. Who said you're doing bittul anyway? Well, the Gemara. But that's the Gemara. This is a Mishnah. Maybe, says the Ran, Rashi holds, in the time of the Mishnah, did you have to do bittul? In the time of the Mishnah?
No.
And Bdika would have functioned as in what capacity in the time of the Mishnah? D'oraisa.
But if you find comments, you're over the last
one. That's true. That's true. It could be true. Could be true. That could be true. We'll see. We'll see. Okay, good. Okay. In the time of the Mishnah, could you do Bdika in order to as a din d'oraisa? Yes. In the time of the Gemara, okay, that's a different story. Rashi wasn't talking at the time of the Gemara. So according to the way the Ran is learning, there's really no machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, practically, bottom line, brass tacks. When you get to here, but maybe Rashi would agree to Tosfos. Rashi's just like, you know, just slow down, that's it. I was talking about in the time of the Mishnah. You're talking about in the time of the Gemara. So this is, all of his kashas are from Gemaras. Rashi's on a Mishnah. And therefore, there's really no machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. This is the way the Ran learns.
So after Bittul appointed Tosfos, it became the Rabbanon? Both Tosfos' answers is that because the Rabbanon, so...
It became a Dirabanan. That's correct.
It's a pasuk.
It became a Dirabanan.
It's a pasuk.
Once you do Bittul, you don't need to do Bdika anymore.
Bittul,
you do Bittul is D'oraisa.
Bdika is sweet
from Bittul.
No, the Gemara didn't force you to do Bittul. It doesn't mean that you can't do it. The Gemara never introduced the need for Bittul, perhaps, until later. So therefore, if you wouldn't do your Bittul, what would your Bdika be? D'oraisa. But now that you did Bittul, you don't need Bdika Midiraisa. There is a need for Bdika, the Gemara says. What's the reason? Tosis is going to tell us.
Why don't you ever do Bdika without Bittul?
What?
Bdika is Sarf Bittul. So why don't you ever
do it's only in the Gemara that Bdika is Sarf Bittul. That's only the Gemara says Bdika is Sarf Bittul. In the time of the Mishnah, maybe Bdika is not Sarf Bittul.
Now,
Yosef Tzvi is asking a good question. If you had a choice of doing Bdika or Bittul, which one would you say is like a better choice? Bittul is probably a better choice. I mean, first of all, it's easier, but aside for that, it's foolproof.
Quinn Rashi, though, you can...
And there's another diak over here in the Mishnah. It sounds like, almost like, Orlar Basar Boitkin. Does this sound like you have a choice in our Mishnah?
Negative.
No, it sounds like you have to. So the Ran's Pshat is, it's a little bit uncomfortable. It's a little uncomfortable.
Foolproof.
What?
Bittul's not necessarily foolproof.
Why not?
The Ran says it's difficult to...
Okay, good.
Why is Bittul better than Bacon? The whole reason why is you don't have to eat it, so Bittul...
No. In the time, we're talking about the time when there's no Tekana Midrabanan. We're talking about to get rid of your Bal Yirah, Bal Yematzeh. Which one would you say is a better way to do it? I personally would opt for Bittul, just because it's easier. It's just do Bittul. When I gotta go run through my entire house, just do Bittul. And also, it's pretty foolproof if I really mean it. Whatever, you might have other problems, but the Mishnah makes it sound like you have to do Bdika. I don't have to. I can still do Bittul. It's another option. It's a decent option. So the Ran's pshat is a little uncomfortable. We're going to see that the Bartanur says a different pshat to answer Tosis's kashas. But first, let's see what Tosis says. Nira Liri, the Af Agav Desagi beBittul beAlma, Hechmiu Chachamim Livdoik Chametz Ulevaro Shelo Yavoy LaEichla. Says Tosfos, the reason you're doing is in order that you shouldn't eat it. Again, do you do Bdika according to Tosfos in order that there should not be over Bal Yirah Bal Yematzeh? No. Maybe in the times of the Mishnah. Or whatever, before the Takanas Chachamim, maybe. But now, brass tacks. Why am I doing Bdika? Answer my question. The times of the Mishnah, because today's going on the Mishnah. Why am I doing Bdika?
You shouldn't eat it.
Does it have anything to do with Bal Yirah Bal Yematzeh? No. Why am I doing Bdika? Shouldn't eat it. That's what Taisa says. Rashi says, why am I doing Bdika? Bal Yirah Bal Yematzeh. That Bittul took care of. There are some people that I'm gonna let me get back to that for a second. Okay, hold on. So there's a Magid Shir that I was listening to a Shir last night. His name is Rabbi Elia Baruch Shulman, and he said a Moira Dikazach. He said, Rabbi Yisai, the Gemara is mashma like Rashi, not like Tosfos. The Mishnah says, Or la basa baikin is a chametz la or haner. Why do we use a candle? Why do we use a candle?
Where
do we learn it from?
Pasuk.
From what pasuk? Metzia mi metzia, metzia mechipas, chipas mechipas, chipas meneris, neris mener. Mitzia is the pasuk of Bal Yimatze. According to Rashi, according to Tosfos, this has nothing to do with Bal Yimatze. Over here, you're just Shloya Vela Eichla. What does that do with Bal Yimatze? Nothing.
It's easier to check for things.
But the Gemara is bringing psukim. Now, it's true the Gemara says the pasuk is a smachta ba'alma because divrei Torah, divrei Kabbalah, Yafina, whatever. But it's a weird asmachta. You're coming with a pasuk of Bal Yimatze. And we're talking about Shemayah Vela Eichla. It's not talking about Bal Yimatze Bechlal. According to Rashi, what's the reason for the Bedika in our Mishnah? What did Rashi say? It's very gishmak. The Gemara is bringing the psukim, whether they're real psukim or not real psukim, but they're psukim of Bal Yimatze. But according to Tosfos, it's Shem Yavel Achla, it's not Bal Yimatze. Comes along Gavriel Guggenheim, and Gavriel wants to say, he was also up when I was listening to the shiur, and he wants to say the following thing. We listen together for a few seconds. Maybe Bal Yimatze is itself Shemayovo La'achla. Because Tosfos says, I mean, Bal Yimatze is a din d'oraisa, it's a pasuk, right? But why is the Torah being so, like, so extra sensitive? You can't even have it in your house because afraid you're going to eat it. So maybe you could, like, stretch Bal Yimatze into Shemayovo La'achla. That's what Gabriel's trying to stretch. The mice, it's a pasuk. It's not. What?
I think that's the point. What's the point of that?
What's the point? Because the Torah said. Why did the Torah say? Why do you wish? Why don't you wish on us?
What?
Why don't you wish on us?
No, I think it's different.
Why don't you trafe?
I think it's different.
Why is it? Who said that's the whole point? The Torah says Bal Yimatze. Why? I hear you. Maybe yes, maybe no. I'm not, I'm doing it because the Torah told me to do it. That's why I'm doing it. Personally, I do it because the Torah said. I could try.
Why
the Rabbanon say?
What's the point? It's not connected. You're saying that the reason why it's Bal Yimatze is because of it's not because of Chavis.
Maybe it is. Okay, I hear it. So that there is some basis for what you're saying. My point is that you're stretching. It's not necessarily that way. Tosfos kind of, we'll see in Tosfos similar types of discussions. Gabriel's not coming from nowhere, Baruch Hashem. But I'm just saying that it's still a Maisa. I think it's much smoother according to Rashi than it is according to Tosfos.
Of course, the way we explain Tosfos, the whole timeline's messed up. It's not the right, the deep is not the right anyhow. It doesn't even come from
Yeah, but the Gemara is going on the Mishnah. Tosfos is going on the Mishnah. That's the problem. My point is like this. If the Gemara was not going on our Mishnah, then I would say, okay, that's talking about the D'oraisa, and we're talking about our Mishnah. If Tosfos wasn't going on our Mishnah, it would also be okay. But Tosfos says, why? The Gemara says, on our Mishnah. Why are we using an air? Because of the Pasuk. So Tosfos is going to get stuck. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If Tosfos would be going not on the Mishnah, we'd say, okay, the Mishnah's the D'oraisa, I'm the D'rabbanan. If the Gemara wasn't going on the Mishnah, I'd say, okay, the Gemara's the D'oraisa, the Mishnah's the D'rabbanan. But Tosfos and the Gemara are going in the same thing, and Tosfos saying it's the D'rabbanan, and the Gemara's bringing the Pasuk. So, Tosfos is stuck there. Akhobanan, this is Tosfos' pshat. Now, but Rashi's still also a little bit shver, because what happens, Tosfos' question, why, I mean, there is a takana midrabana that you have to do bedika. Why are you doing bedika? Comes along the Rav Avadya Mibar Tanura. We're going to have to stop here and pick it up a different time. And he says, we're afraid you're going to be choizer on your bittel. It's a takana midrabana. The reason why you need to do bedika is because we're afraid you'll be choizer on your bittel. And what happens if you're choizer on your bittel? What are you going to be over? By Rabbi Yimatze. So Rashi's sticking to his guns by Rabbi Yimatze. The din bedika started being a din by Rabbi Yimatze when it was a D'oraisa, and it ended being a din of by Rabbi Yimatze when it's a din D'rabbanan. Mid D'oraisa, can I only do bedika if I want to? Yes. Mid D'rabbanan, we said Boydik Tzorch Sheyevatol, Imavatol Tzorch Sheyevdoik. Why? We're afraid you're going to be over by Rabbi Yimatze. So it's still a by Rabbi Yimatze. Now it's a D'rabbanan. Chshash of Bal Yimatze. That's the way Rashi goes. Which is a little smoother because you went from Bal Yimatze to Bal Yimatze. But there's a very big chiddush in the Rashi, and we're going to end with this. Is there such a thing as reneging on your bittel? I think of bittul as a, we'll call, use the word chalos. Bittul. Once I did it, let's say I sell someone something. Can I renege on a sale?
One and done.
If a person marries someone, can he renege on that marriage? No. Mekach tois is if it was never really chal. But over here, you did it, you want to change your mind. You can't change your mind when you do a chalois. A person divorces a woman, can he change his mind? No. Any chalois, anything that you do, you did it. A person's makdish something, can he change his mind? No.
What about Megalel and Mefreya?
What? You could do a new chalois. You can do it like, once you marry a woman, if you want, you can divorce her. She has to agree to that. But once I was mevatel the chametz, I was mevatel it. It's over, my friends. Talk to you tonight, my friend.